First, the prosecutor demanded absolute responses from McDonald, asking whether he was denying loans, gifts, or asking any public official to meet with X-Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams. McDonald didn't deny that, but clarified that an executive mansion event was not specifically to promote Williams' products. Later, McDonald testified that although his wife did develop a closer bond with Williams and traveled to various events with him, she and the former governor didn't talk much about Star Scientific. McDonald did reveal that Maureen received mental health counseling in 2012. When asked about financial difficulties, McDonald appeared to Judge James Spencer to dance around it, but the judge then instructed him to answer the question directly. Earlier, the former First Lady's lawyer had questioned McDonald about occasions when Maureen took action without his knowledge. McDonald agreed that he did not know at the time about his wife's purchase of Star Scientific stock, and he did not know about the expensive clothes Williams bought her during a shopping spree. Still, there were no mega bombs dropped by the prosecution during cross-examination. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.